Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Freisleben. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Don Hood now pitching. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski takes first base on ball four. May moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Norris goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Alexander. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hood, and towards Kuiper, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. One out. It's 5-4, Tigers. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Glynn now pitching. Paul Dade pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from May and he is safe. Thornton steals second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mankowski takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hood. Mankowski moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur is walked intentionally. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kuiper scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Morris now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-2 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris, who is chasing the ball. Corcoran reaches third base with a triple. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball towards left. Grubb catches it and throws to home to double up Corcoran. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Tigers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. May reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. It's 9-5, Tigers. Dan Spillner now pitching. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Corcoran hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thompson strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Bell reaches second base with a double. Verizer moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.